Don't screw around with your wife when she's pregnant or going through menopause. Either one, don't do it.
There you go, fellas. New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat. All right, we're back. Episode 48 of Chartered New Haven Pizza Show. It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski. How was your Thanksgiving, Frank?
My Thanksgiving was uneventful.
Uneventful,
no
okay.
arguments. Everyone was on good behavior.
That's good.
Yeah.
Were you here in Milford? You stay in Milford? You travel?
So we were here in Milford. We had a bunch of family and friends over.
And no travel. That's good. You don't have to fly, drive, anything.
No travel. The dog was really happy because he loves people. And, you know, it was good. It was probably, I talked to my wife about this the other day, probably one of the least emotional, I'll call it, holidays we've
Good. Had. That's how it should be.
How was yours?
Oh, it was great. We got on the ferry over to Long Island. My wife's family lives over there. And we went to our aunt's house. Yeah, it was awesome. We took the ferry in the morning and then the ferry back. And we took the car on.
So on Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day. So we miss all the traffic of driving from, you know, around to Connecticut to Long Island. And we just go on that boat. The kids love it. They can just run around and look at things in the water. And yeah, it's great. It was a great Thanksgiving Day. And came back. And then I, 2 days later on Saturday, went and cut down my Christmas tree and put that up. So now we're on to Christmas.
I took the ferry for the first time this year. I went over to Long Island to buy a car part of all things. And it was actually pretty cool.
It's awesome. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's fun.
I mean, it's not cheap, but you know, it's good.
One topic that did come up at Thanksgiving, I was talking to some of the family members about Thanksgiving pizza. Because if you remember last year, we talked about there was some place, I forget where now, that made the Thanksgiving pizza with all the Thanksgiving leftovers, like the toppings.
Yeah.
Which I always feel like is too much. Like, it's too much on the pizza. We always talk about, like, if you're making pizza, like, the less toppings, the better. Because it's just going to be, it's going to sog it down.
Yeah, so I had an idea, and unfortunately, I couldn't do it. My wife, she buys this Kentucky Fried Chicken gravy,
ooh,
which is real. Like, I love Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to say I grew up on it, but I kind of did. I just love that taste.
Yep.
So I made pizzas after Thanksgiving that night.
Nice.
And problem is, we didn't have any gravy left because everyone ate it like a bunch of gavons. So we didn't have any, but I think that actually would work really well with this pizza, you know, this Thanksgiving pizza that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
But I think I mentioned this before. One of the things that I judged, I was doing this calzone judging thing, and someone made a Thanksgiving turkey calzone,
ooh,
which was awesome. It was completely unconventional, so to speak,
yeah,
but it was amazing taste.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I usually make a sandwich after with the leftovers. So I made like the turkey cranberry sauce,
nice
gravy, mashed potato stuffing, panini type deal within the toaster. Oh, it's the best. The next day, oh, it's so good.
I'm not going to lie. We just threw out our turkey. My kids don't like turkey.
Really?
So we only have turkey really because it's traditional and what we kind of the older people grew up with.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and then after Thanksgiving, you just toss it.
No good.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm done.
You're a pizza household. So the first thing I want to talk about, it goes hand in hand with this, with the toppings, with too many toppings like we were talking about with the Thanksgiving pizza.
And before we move
on. Yeah.
Did you have any pizza when you were in Long? Oh, you came back.
Yeah, we came back, so we didn't. But last month or the month before, the last time I was over there, there's a place that my wife used to go to as a kid called Coliseo's that is phenomenal. And it's traditional New York style pizza.
Yeah.
It's not obviously New Haven style, but it's great. And it's old school. It's that old kind of gritty pizzeria. And it looks exactly the same as when she went as a kid, she says. And you sit down at those old school tables, you know, they just they still have like the paper checks that they write the order on. Like, it's awesome. So we did that a few months ago. But yeah, I was only over for the day on Thanksgiving, so we didn't get to get any Long Island pizza. But next time. But yeah, so the topping. So I always talk about how people send me pizza stories all the time. And a bunch of people sent me this. It went super viral. Even like with the radio show I do, like, it was on all the sites and everything.
Yep.
So this guy, he ordered a pizza for his pregnant wife, and the toppings are ridiculous. And he put like a note. You know how when you order online, you can like put the little note? So it's really funny. I will share it on the Chard social media on Instagram. But so the post that's going viral I have right here, "Hell hath no fury like a pregnant woman scorned." And it's a large hand-tossed pizza. And I'm going to hold this up right here. This is like the receipt. You can't really read it, but that. So someone posted the receipt of the toppings. I'm going to read them through real quick, and yeah. I want to get your thoughts, Frank.
Sure.
So triple pepperoni, oof. Extra cheese, banana peppers, light jalapenos. I like how you put light. Not a yeah, lot of jalapenos, light. But triple pepperoni. Half chicken, half mushrooms, half caramelized onions, half olives, and light sauce.
Yeah, that's...
you're a no-go?
That's a no-go for me. I tried banana peppers a bunch of times. Not big in the jalapeno. There's too much going on.
Yeah, a lot of spice.
Yeah, and a lot of like spice. Yeah. I'm not a big spice guy.
I like spice. I don't know if I like all these spicy peppers at once. So like the jalapeno, the banana pepper, the pepperoni, yeah. like that's a lot of spiciness from different like peppers.
So we're talking about two different things here, and I will expand on this. I've learned now, being married for 30 years, that there's two times you really don't argue with your wife. One, right before she has a kid. And two, menopause. Unfortunately, the birth of a child doesn't last that long, but menopause right. lasts a long time.
Any pizza orders coming in during menopause?
So you don't argue about anything. So that there deal is definitely a pre-kid pregnancy kind oh, yeah. of thing. It doesn't really make any sense. Because all the toppings just overpower each other.
Now, the note he put, so, you know, when you order online from this pizza place that he ordered from, you can put customer request. And under the customer request, which is usually like, you know, make it a little more well done, or like we have yeah. an allergy or whatever it is. Like, but he put here, here's his note in the customer request. Bro, yes, I know this looks insane. And you're probably like, who is this dude? I'm the dude who has a very, very pregnant wife. I'm done questioning what she wants. I'm scared of her. And honestly, you should be too. I promise this is the order. Thank you for understanding.
100%.
So, because when you think about it, so he put that note saying, I promise this is the order, because I'm sure the pizza place gets pranked sometimes. Like people probably, you know, make yeah. some ridiculous thing yeah. and they think it's like a, you know, and then they don't even pick it up. So he just wanted to make sure that they knew that this is exactly what I want, how I put it.
But I think it's pretty funny because like this went, you know, quote unquote viral. I mean,
yeah.
those are the fun things about social media.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And the comments are insane. Like, and now it's been posted so many different places that like the comments on all the posts are like so funny. Like people yeah. either commenting on what's on the pizza or like, you know, it's one of those things that organically just happens. You know, you can't. So many people with social media try to be like, how do we go viral? How do we get more views? And sometimes this guy just posts it for fun and it just. It just, you know, sparks and it goes crazy. It's those little things that, but you're right. It's one of those things that's just fun.
Moral of the story is don't screw around with your wife when she's pregnant or going through menopause. Either one, don't do it.
There you go, fellas. So I have a friend who, you know, we talk about Frank Pepe's a lot. You know, yep. we had them on recently. We went to the spot. And I bring that up because they have so many locations now. And, you know, they pride themselves on that they're a family-owned business. So they have all these locations, which is fantastic. And a friend of mine went to the Massachusetts one recently. I'm from Massachusetts, so I have a lot of friends up there. And, you know, obviously they watch Chard and they know that I love pizza. And so they always give me their feedback anytime they go to a pizza place. And so this one friend of mine, Derek, he went there and he was like, I'm confused. And I was like, what are you confused about? He's like, I went to Frank Pepe's and I tried to order a pepper and I think it was pepper, onion, and mushroom maybe, but he requested green peppers and like regular old pizzerias. Now I was gonna ask you because I'm like,
nah.
I'm like, I'm gonna bring this up on the next episode. He said they didn't have green peppers. He's like, is that normal for a New Haven style pizza place to not have green peppers? And I didn't know. So he ended up getting red peppers on it. And I was like, is that a New Haven thing or is it just, so I'll let you expound on it. But like, is green peppers like an anti-New Haven thing? It's just something that New Haven style never did?
So I wouldn't say it's anti-New Haven, but it's very non-traditional.
Yeah.
You know, most standard traditional New Haven pizza, and I realize in 2025, there's all kinds of combinations and variations of toppings and stuff. But generally speaking, if you probably did a poll of, I'll call it the old people like my age and older, you know, we grew up on mozzarella.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. You went, because first of all, you couldn't afford much more, but that's what it, so generally mozzarella, the tomato plain pie, New Haven, and some people actually don't even like that, but meatball, eggplant,
yeah,
bacon,
Those are the base level.
Onion.
Yeah.
Pepperoni. That's base.
That's really it.
Yeah. All that other stuff, and I know I might get in trouble for this, is all millennial kind of stuff. I wouldn't say millennial, well, so I like just like using that word.
So I was thinking it more like your neighborhood pizza place has all these. So green peppers to me were always like a pizzeria thing, but like a neighborhood pizzeria, not like either a fancy pizza or I guess New Haven style pizza. I don't know, green pepper and onion. Maybe it's just because like my parents ordered it from like our neighborhood spot all the time. Now it was a Greek pizza place.
Well, it was a Greek pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe that's why, because like
that's the first problem.
Like because the toppings, like they have a lot of veggies. I don't know, but I and then when you see what's the other thing I thought of is when you see a lot of like, you know, cartoonish pizzas like in shows and movies and like you see the green pepper and onion on it. So I think maybe that's why he was confused. I don't know. But I was like, I don't know, man. Just get the red peppers. Just get what they have.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I definitely would not go into any Pepe's and expect to get green peppers.
Right.
I think a lot of people, they like olives too. Mm. And now black olives are big on New Haven style, but green olives are not that I know of. But I'm not an olive guy, nor am I a mushroom guy. So mushroom is another big thing. And sausage. It's just, you know, it's like anything else. Listen, is there anything wrong with it? Absolutely not. It's just not New Haven.
Yeah. So that was interesting because they didn't have the green peppers. Now, the other thing he was talking about was the price. And I always defend the price of all these places because I forget how many toppings, maybe two or three toppings that he got on it. And it was $38 for a large, their biggest pizza, the 18 inch, I think it is. And I said to him, I'm like, that's like a family style pie. Like that can feed four people. If you each have two slices, if you have kids, maybe they only have one, you have three slices for like a family of four for $38. Where else nowadays can you go to dinner for $38 and feed the whole family?
Yeah.
And he actually said, he's like, that's actually a good point. And I was like, right. And you're paying for, you know, you're paying for that, but you're also paying for the quality. And now they have smaller sizes. You know, you could, if you're just going by yourself or just with two people, you get a smaller size.
Mm-hmm.
But you're paying for the quality. You're paying for the experience. You're paying for, you know, all that. But also, like, it's a lot of food for compared to other places that you might go for dinner.
Yeah. We just took my daughter to Pepe's in New Haven for her 23rd birthday. Shout out, Hannah. Happy birthday.
Nice. Happy birthday, Hannah.
Well belated. And, you know, I'm going to be straight up with you. We eat like Gavones. You ever been to Pepe's? The tables aren't really that big. We had four pizzas for three people.
Nice.
Double stacked on the
just
table.
The whole table is pizza pans?
100%. But to your point, you know, we took that home. We didn't obviously eat four pizzas, nor do we get four larges.
Yeah.
But we have probably had pizza for 2-3 days after that.
Right.
And I think our total bill, I want to say roughly $100, maybe $120 or something like that. But it was like, my daughter was happy. It was an experience. The pizza was amazing.
Yeah.
We had it for multiple times after that. To your point, and I can riff on this a little bit, probably longer than most, just because most of my life, I've owned my own business.
Yeah.
And so if there's nothing wrong with people who don't own their own business, you either own your own business or you work for someone. But the expenses behind the scenes are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people say, well, you know, this pizza is $25 and it's just a cheese pizza and only costs $3 to make. Probably right. But the person that made it, their benefits, the coal, the electricity, the gas, the cleaning people, the dumpster, I could go and, the whole list.
And not to mention even the ingredients alone. Like, so Pepe's, they, you know, they talk about how they go to Italy and they pick out those certain tomato, like they do all this stuff. All that goes into that one $25 pizza, you know, they could probably charge a little more, to be honest, for what they're
easy, Kevin, easy. No one's going to watch us anymore.
Don't give me any ideas. No, but I'm just saying, when you think about all that goes into it, to the quality of it, you know, it's the old thing. It's the cliche thing. You get what you pay for, you know?
Yeah. And what I always say, which always gets me in trouble, some things I do say get me in trouble, you know, A, no one's forcing you to go. And B, every time that I've seen, everyone's got their menu posted online. So whether it's Pepe's or Giuseppe's or Gagut's or wherever you want to go to, you know, if you are money conscious, and I realize that discretionary income is different for everyone, look at the menu before you get there. If you don't see the value in it, don't go.
Right. Yeah, true.
Right?
You can look online now before you even go to order. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, don't be a cheapskate.
Right, exactly. And enjoy your New Haven-style pizza. It's delicious.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of pizza places around Connecticut, there was a story that came out over Thanksgiving weekend, kind of a crazy story, kind of a sad story, too. Roseland in Derby, it wasn't their actual location. It was the shed out back.
Yeah, the storage shed.
Yeah, like got set on fire. And they think, allegedly, they think that it's arson or someone did it on purpose. But at first, I first saw this come across my Facebook feed and it said like a fire in Derby. And I didn't make the connection that it was a pizza place. And then in the photo, I saw the pizza boxes.
Yeah.
And I was like, was this just like, you know, a dumpster that got lit on fire? Or was this the actual Roseland? And it was behind Roseland.
Yeah, you know, I saw that too. And, you know, that place is iconic in the Valley. On a separate side note, I'm doing a bunch of research. I've hooked up with a bunch of people who actually have a lot of history in the Valley, Derby and Sonia Seymour. And there was a ton of pizza, New Haven style, Abitz, pretty much the same time that there was in New Haven. But the point being is Roseland is iconic. You ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
It's in the middle of a residential area.
Yep.
Just like Zupardi's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that they caught the guy.
I think so, yeah. The news story I saw, they said they had like camera footage and he was in the neighborhood at other places and someone had on their security cameras him like lighting the shed on fire. Now, who knows what the motive was, why he would do that? You know, I think they're still investigating that part.
Yeah.
But yeah, crazy story. And, you know, I feel for the people of Roseland because that's just a pain. Like, I don't know what else was in that shed. It looked like a bunch of pizza boxes, maybe like storage, like other equipment and stuff.
Thank God it was just an inconvenience.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what it was or why it was. I don't think the guy just did it by accident. And not that it was certainly not right at any level for him to do anything, but it's just thank God that they caught it. They went on.
Yeah.
And that was the most important thing. And, you know, the guy gets what the guy gets.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I've been there. I did for Father's Day. We went when my first daughter was born, she was still a baby, but my wife got me like a little like impromptu pizza tour. So we went to all the different spots and we went there and we sat down inside. And it's one of those places that like the you know, half the experience is seeing the inside because it's just a cool. They have a ton of stuff on the walls, the decorations. Like, it's a really neat place to go sit in a booth and, like, spend some time at. You know, the pizza's great, but it's a great experience as well.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. My buddy Brendan Hayes, he told me about that place. And he told me he was, when you go in there, he goes, don't chip the china. So all of, I guess, and I didn't really look at it that closely, but I guess there's a bunch of different plates and that like nothing really matches.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was one of the things I noticed too. Like when they bring out your plates and cups and, you know, silverware, you feel like you're at someone's house.
Yeah.
Like it's literally like they just took it out of the cabinet. It's cool.
But that's the cool part about
it. Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get that many places. So yeah, thank God everything's all good. And I think, you know, I'm pretty sure they might've missed like a half day or maybe a day, but I think they're up and running soon.
Yeah. I think it happened over Thanksgiving. So maybe it was like the next day, you know, after the Friday or Saturday that they reopened with that. But, crazy story, but good to see that they're building back. Now, you've probably seen these throughout the episode, this artwork right here. A friend of mine sent me a text. It was probably online doing shopping or whatever and was like, have you seen these paintings? And he sent me this link and it's a poster and it's got all the Connecticut storefronts. And I was like, I think Frank knows this guy. Like, I'm pretty sure we've talked about him before. But yeah, so I sent it to you and then you said you had some. So let's talk about the ones you brought in.
Yeah, so I brought some stuff in. The guy's name is Brian Etch. I forget his last name, but I think he goes by Brian Etch.
Yeah.
He's actually a really cool guy. And he was, I believe, at some point in his life, a professional Etch-a-Sketch artist.
Oh, on the toy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
And I've seen some of the things that he's done, and he's just, like, that part of my brain doesn't work. Like, I'm a very creative person, but I'm a creative person when it comes to, like, putting things together. But I couldn't paint, you know, a stick figure if I needed to. But this guy here is really cool. He actually came to one of my classes and made a painting and stuff like that. But the point being is he makes and sells really not even New Haven. I think pizza artwork.
And it's a lot of like storefronts from the pizzerias, right?
Yeah, I think that's his specialty is the storefronts. And I think he actually goes all over now New England painting these things. But the cool part about this, which will lead us into another segment, is it's probably one of the best Christmas gifts you can come up with.
So let's talk about each one real quick. Should we hold them up to the center camera? Okay. So
this is one of the things that he did. And this was the old Next Door in New Haven, which unfortunately now is closed. But I actually had him paint this for me because I gave it to Doug Coffin, who owned it as a Christmas present. But this is the kind of artwork that he does. And he does this for pretty much a lot of the pizzerias.
Yeah.
So I brought this to kind of show you. I think he does watercolor. It's his big thing. So this here is Next Door. And let's just wait here. Now, I just picked this up randomly, but read people what this is.
Derby, Connecticut. Oh, Roseland.
Right, yeah, Roseland.
We were just talking about it. Look at it. We know what we're doing.
Hell yeah.
Here's Roseland Ball. Yeah, there's Roseland of Beats. I said Roseland Ballroom. That's the music venue.
Okay. You got music on ahead.
That one's really neat. That's awesome.
So here's another fan favorite. This is Zupardi's.
Oh, yeah.
And again, we're just showing you a couple of examples, but these are kind of like postcards, so to speak.
Yeah.
But he's got full-size posters. I don't have a copy of that poster that you talked about, but that's really cool of a lot of the big known pizzerias.
Yeah, I have it on my phone. You can't really see it, but you can get the gist of it. So it's got all of them in one. So they're all on one big poster. And if you want to look up his stuff, it's like Frank said, it's Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Brian Etch, E-T-C-H. I think he's got like an Etsy shop or Shopify, or if you just Google it, you'll find his stuff right away, his website. This looks like modern right here, modern of Beats. And then what's that last one?
Hold on here. You got to read this guy on my glasses.
Let's see. Is this? Does it say the name of it?
Which one looks.
I think it's Bar.
Oh, no. It's Bar?
Is it Bar?
Yeah, it's Bar.
Yeah, it's Bar. It's Bar. Bar New Haven. The sign's right there. B-A-R. Awesome. Yeah, these are so cool. And like you said, if you're looking for gifts for the pizza fan in your life, our next episode, which comes out in 2 weeks, is going to be our gift guide episode, which we've made an annual thing. So we have all different – we're going to bring props.
Yep.
So this is like an early preview of that. So these would be really cool for somebody who's a pizza fan, especially for Connecticut and New Haven. But like you said, he's got all different places.
Yeah, and just so you know, his stuff is not cheap. It's really cool, but it's inexpensive. So these would make really good, you know – $20, $15, $20, $25 gifts.
Yeah, that's awesome. So the next episode, episode 49, we're going to have a gift guide. We're going to bring in some props. So if you have someone who loves pizza in your family, someone on your list who's getting into making pizza, or just like a pizza fan, we're going to give you some gift ideas. It's our gift guide episode.
And I think he sells stockings with coal in them too.
Nice.
For the not good people in your life.
And we'll put the link in the description of the video to this too, so you can check it out. But thank you, everybody. That's episode 48. Remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
Style pizza, come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.